At this stage, we have already heard a moment ago His Excellency the Minister and also the Ambassador already summarized the important points, particularly what governments can do and are going to do in terms of providing and providing a better investment climate to improve the doing business various procedures and infrastructure. So all these are very important and has been highlighted in the report, and of course the report is prepared in collaboration with the government. So we fully support all these efforts. I just wish to say a few words about strategic dimension and the positive side of the country and its investment climate. In fact, we know that, of course, it goes without saying that Cape Verde is a small island country. But we also need to think in a different way that Cape Verde is a large ocean country. So that brings to us two very important comparative advantages. The comparative advantage of tourism that with the sea, sand, and the sun. So so that's one comparative advantage. The other is of course a fishery industry that can be further developed. And thirdly, I think the government's commitments is loud and clear. The political will to attract investment and to benefit for the population is quite clear for the international community. Therefore, we do see the great potential. And of course, in terms of strategic directions, that is, as we highlighted in the report, is how to develop the tourism, expanding it to the heritage and wildlife tourism. And second is the how to link it to the domestic economies, particularly to be the suppliers of multinational tourism chain, the big hotels, to have more value added in that respect. And of course, the ICT infrastructure is a great potential that we can tap in to become the business hub for West Africa. And if we cannot cover all the industries, at least the industries related to fishery and to tourism, or to start with these two sectors. And another one important leverage is the diaspora. I think that's a huge talents, a pool of talents that the country is enjoying and can benefit from. And the last one is related to leveraging with the ODAs. I think there's a strong will of the international community to support the country and therefore leverage how to leverage ODAs for foreign investment, for improving the investment climate is a kind of great potential. It has a great potential and there is an opportunity. So with all these potentials, I'm sure the country will do much better that go beyond the sun, sea, and sand. And in terms of diversification of the economy, in terms of pursuing sustainable development and inclusive growth through all these advantages that they enjoy. Now the last point is, for UNCTAD, as I said earlier, the investment policy review is only the first step, and the report is a diagnostic tool. What we need to do, and we should do, and which is part of our program, is to follow up with technical assistance, working hand in hand with the government to further improve the investment climates and also to further develop the skills for developing pipeline projects for investors to get in and for ensuring that investment truly benefit to the population of the country. That's the ultimate goal of attracting investment. Here we just to pledge our commitment again that we support the country, we'll work with the country, and we'll try to assess the impact of all these recommendations on the development of the country in 2 to 3 years' time. I think my colleagues, Chantal Dubosky, and of course, under the supervision of Jörg Weber, they will try to do a good job. So count on us, and we'll do our job. Thank you.